Welcome back to Signals 91.3. This morning we'll be looking at, because I think we're in the season of everybody's asking questions. The lawyers are asking a lot of, they are giving us answers to the things that we are looking for answers to. I have with me, you guys are stressing me out. I have with me a legal practitioner and public commentator who has cut his teeth across several legal practice areas. Yes, over the years specialized in commercial and intellectual property law, IT law, and he has a bias for dispute resolution and arbitration. He has in the past negotiated and advised clients on huge transactions, handled election petition and public interest litigation. He is the member of the Nigeria Bar Association and a member of the Chartered Institute of Arbitrators. I call him my brother. And so because he's my brother, I'm going to try and add that question so that let me first laugh before I send you to the slaughter. I have with me Latif Oyefeso. Welcome to Signals.
Good morning, Oshedi. Good morning, Lagos. And good morning, everybody. Lagos Talks.
Okay. So this morning we'll be looking at where do I start from? We're talking your rights. No, my rights, your rights, and our rights.
All right.
Yes. And having read your bio, where do I start from? What is really our rights? And do we have rights in this country?
Oh, certainly. We certainly have rights. I mean, the truth is, no society can operate efficiently or effectively without laws. And, you know, and that's where lawyers come in. But we need laws to have a seemingly sane society. Because they say without laws, anything goes. And I just want to buttress the fact that it's true that we're in the season of laws. You know, there's so much going on, from entertainment contracts, from petition, election petitions. Some people are getting divorced and they're asking us their rights. What do I do? Whose child is this child? Who gets custody? There's so many things. Contracts here and there. Partnerships, tech startups, all causing a lot of chaos across the country.
So it means that, like, in the words of Lai Wasabi, lawyers. Okay. Now, before we go about the expense of it, is so, I think a month ago I had a conversation here about it was about the Nigerian Bar Association having one of the music artists play at
the NBA conference.
Yes, and for me it was really uncomfortable because there's nothing wrong with him, right? But I was like, we have legal minds, right? And I know legal minds can want to have fun. But with the Bar Association, I think there were other
artists. Expectations of
standards. Exactly. What are your thoughts? Your thoughts,
I was at the conference, at that particular concert. And you know, I mean, there was a bit of a shock. Like, come on, man. Like, why are you bringing this? Do you understand? You know, but at the end of the day, the NBA has made out a statement to say that it was the sponsors. It was not the NBA that actually got the artists themselves. It was the sponsors of the
event
that brought the artist as a complimentary thing for the event. It was not necessarily in their hands per se. They didn't go out to get an artist for themselves. That was the explanation for it. But at the end of the day, it's a social gathering.
And you too, Kyle, what's okay?
Whether you like it or not, there were people were recording. It was a bit of a razzmatazz and craze all over the place, but I guess he achieved his purpose for like the 10, 15 minutes he was on stage and life continued.
But does that give a little bit of dent to the Bar Association? What do you think? Now, I'm asking
you. The truth is, I'd rather that they had someone else.
Okay, good.
You know, but at the end of the day, as I said, it's all entertainment we were here, but therefore.
Okay.
And they got entertained.
And then they got trouble after.
The way you have a kind of people, there always be trouble. It's a normal thing, but I mean, let's not belabor that matter.
No, at all, because I know you're already getting pissed. Now, back to our rights. Our rights, my rights, and your rights. Does the common man have a right?
The common man does have a right. We have a constitution that contains our rights.
Okay.
Right to gathering, right to life, right to privacy, all those things.
Right to freedom.
Exactly. You know, freedom of assembly. You have all those things stated in there. So, definitely, they are rights. Nigeria has so many laws that protect its citizens, the individuals inside it, the problem might not be in enforcement of those laws. But we are not lacking laws in this country.
We're not lacking laws, yet we lack laws.
We lack enforcement.
Why do we lack enforcement? Because there's this fight between the law and the police, and it's a case of if the policeman stops me, and that's where it starts from. Because you start to say, I have my rights, but you have your rights, and then there's a gun.
Yes.
Right? I see it play out so many times, and for peace sake and for cultural sake, you just let the devil just go.
That's go back to enforcement. Now, you need to understand, first of all, that there are three arms of government: the legislative arm, executive, and the judiciary. Legislative is the one that makes the laws. Executive enforces those laws. The judiciary, where I play in, are the ones that adjudicate upon the laws, interpret the laws, and try and settle disputes here and there. You know, so the policeman not doing what he ought to do is not appropriately enforcing those laws. Now, when that happens, it creates, you know, some disputes. Then you come to the lawyer to say, I want to go and fight for my right in court. That's my job for you. So if you fight for your right in court and all those things. The truth is, a lot of times, there are no repercussions against this police brutality. Because even by the time you go to court, you win the case. The court says, okay, I charge the police should pay 20 million naira in damages. How do you want to enforce it? You want to go and start garnishing the bank account of the entire police or the federation? It's almost impossible. You know, so at the end of the day, I get you're saying that although there are laws, it's also a bit hard to enforce. And sometimes the length of time it takes
can be tiring.
You know, you say justice delayed is justice denied. You know, so it can be, what is this guy getting, like 2-3 years? Police slapped me, and I'm not being caught for like another 4-5 years, and you know, but I'm going back to court every now and then, wasting my time, wasting my resources, paying lawyers.
And lawyers have to feed.
You know.
But why do we have delayed court cases?
Delayed court cases is another thing entirely. First of all, let's start from the fact that we have a whole lot of cases. You know, and not enough hands. I don't want to say a few hands, but not enough
without
hands.
All the laws that the lawyers that we just joined up.
No, when I say hands, I don't mean lawyers. I mean judges.
Okay.
I mean judges.
Are you going to be a judge? I
don't intend to go to the bench.
Why?
I don't know. I enjoy advocacy. I enjoy, you know, going to court to thrash things out in court and argue back and forth, and I enjoy that. But there's a lot of traffic in terms of number of cases coming to court every day. Some very silly, unnecessary cases sometimes.
It's you, because you have knowledge that is silly, but to some other people,
we just hold on to things. Sometimes we get emotional unnecessarily about things. We can settle these things amicably sometimes.
Okay.
You know, for instance, if there have been enforcement on, say, if I give you money for a service and you don't give me that service, I sue you and I get my damages from you. If that's become known, I won't go to court for that anymore.
No.
Do you understand? Things like land matters. I honestly don't think land should be an issue in this country, because the government needs to just come into place and make sure that land is properly documented. That's all. Once you're going to achieve that, every person knows that this is not my land. Go to the land search, and you see there, it's simple. But no, there's some lands that till tomorrow, there's no documentation on it. It's from family that owns it, and then you have to trace their family history and see that, okay, this one, Lamata married Tamedu, and at the end of the day, they gave it to one person called Oshodi. Oshodi now owns the
land,
massive land, and then Oshodi's brother is now saying, no, my father gave it to me, not
you.
You know, then you have to
get. So, are we lacking in documentation?
In land aspect, a bit. In the land aspect, land can be very cumbersome. You have to know it very well to actually partake in a land transaction. Do your proper due diligence, you know, get your documentations, do your search, confirm who owns it,
who originally owns it.
It's trust me, that it goes to areas like all those Ibejuleki right now. It's a total mess. If you're buying land in all those areas, you have to be extremely careful and make sure that you're not just buying a court case.
That's our right. That leads us to our right.
Yeah, so I mean, obviously, if you have rights, you also have duties, you also have responsibilities. And responsibility to yourself is that you make sure you do your due diligence, for starters, before you enter into any transaction. Know who you're dealing with, know what you're buying, Is it registered? Is it not registered? If it's not registered, where's it coming from? All those things.
You know, I saw a conversation on Facebook and was someone saying that, you know what, instead of buying land, start buying houses. The house is better than land.
Why?
Buying land.
It's one and the same. You know, the law is that whatever is on the land, whoever owns the land owns anything that's on the land.
Ah.
Yes. You know, if at the end of the day, if the land is mine, if you like build 10 stories there. Thank you very much.
Hell no.
Nothing you can do about it.
Now, a bit back to, let's circle back to that, why we have delayed court cases. Why don't we have judges? Is it that tech has not entered the aspect of court? Because we're in the era of tech, right? Is it that we don't have that, what do they call it? Speed up cases.
So the government is really trying. Really trying. So I think Lagos is making a lot of efforts to ensure that, you know, cases get a very short time turnover. Tech, we're getting there. We're getting there. And the honest truth is, I'll be very frank with you. Not everyone is as tech savvy.
Okay.
You know, and not all lawyers are as well. You know, so it is a bit
suddenly with paperwork, plenty of paperwork.
Exactly. It's a bit cumbersome to start telling, you know, there's some, I don't want to, you know, but some, not all lawyers are willing to just say, okay, I have to upload all my documents online and file it directly. You know, they rather still go to the registry by themselves. You know, not all lawyers, if you start saying that, okay, let's hear it virtually. Some lawyers will tell you that I don't have money for internet. You know, my internet where I live, the internet there is bad.
How did we survive during COVID?
So during COVID, not all cases were going to court. Okay. So only the urgent ones, I don't know, like human rights issues, you know, maybe someone is taking on land immediately, you can quickly go to go and get an injunction, kind of things. But so we're doing virtual cases during COVID. But we were hearing, giving like judgments, giving rulings virtually. And between you and I, if you're having cases during COVID at that time, yeah, one of the big lawyers. Let's be frank with ourselves.
Yeah,
you
know, the money.
You get, so because a lot of people there were not doing much. So there's no more transactions going on in the country. So there's not much to do. So, I mean, the NBA is also trying to get lawyers to come on board.
Gradually.
They're striving hard, but there's still a swamp of cases. And aside that, there's what we call procedure. There's the rules and procedures of every court, and there are timelines for everything. For instance, now, if I'm taking you to court, I'm suing you in court now, I file you a writ of summons to bring you to court. There's a timeline within which you have to respond. About 42 days.
And some people will not respond.
About 42 days. So that's already about a month and a half gone. You know, by the time you not respond to me, I have about another 14 days or so to respond, to reply to your own response. Before we now go to court to get a court date, to hear ourselves out. You know, then when I get to court again, you start filing different things back and forth. Oh, I have new document I want to add. I want to amend that my writ of summons. I have to file a motion. Send the motion. You have about 14 days to say that no, this amendment should not come in. I have about 7 days to now reply you and say you should come in. You know, so all those timelines.
Is it just there. Here in Nigeria? Or it's the same.
It's global.
Okay.
It's global. It's not that ours can take time, because sometimes, you know, lawyers come with. So, for instance, maybe I know, for instance, now that my client, this case here, is not strong. I'll go to court and now just buy time.
Oh, that's not fair.
So, that's what some lawyers do.
And you know, delay.
Yes. You know, delay.
And then it means that the common does still not have justice. They can't,
you
know, get justice.
Justice, you can still get justice. Because it must be a bit slow. The wheels of justice are a bit slow.
Are they slow because I don't have money? Because sometimes it favors the person that has money. Because how do you get away with murder? Not literal murder. When I know that, okay, I can get away with it because I have money. That's also another tiny issue.
Well, so see, the other thing is, I tell people, if I want to fast track my case, I know how to go about it. I'll put pressure on the court and on the other lawyer. If I'll make sure that, okay, for instance, now you have 14 days to reply to me.
Yeah.
Maybe like, you know, 14 days, I'll tell you like three letters. So don't forget to this 14 days is counting. Reply me. The quiz coming up on next 2 weeks. I will pressure you. So that by the time I go to court and tell the court that this guy is not serious about this case, I sent him 3 letters, but yet he still did not reply. The court will listen to me and understand that, okay, I've done my own part and go with the case without him, because then there's already fair hearing. Because this guy has refused to reply him. So the court can't keep waiting for you in limbo. So yeah, there are ways to go about those things sometimes. Obviously, if you're also an SAN, you know, you get your matters called quickly in court, those kind of things. You can fast track your matters a bit.
It's still very steep. Now, the statue, is that statue? That woman that is blind. Now, I'm going somewhere. Truths, facts, opinions, emotions. Which holds in court? Because we're in the era of no evidence.
It says truth,
truth, facts, opinions, and emotions.
Only facts can hold in court. Only fact. And the only thing you can prove is what is called facts.
So all of our...
whether it is true or not, can I prove it is the most important thing. So your opinions, emotions,
I don't even
immaterial.
Know.
Immaterial.
Okay, so you know the recent tomato case issue where somebody wrote something on Facebook, the person
right.
went to...
Right.
What do you think as a lawyer?
So I mean, as a lawyer,
that's freedom. That's
I'll tell you the honest truth. I feel like she was a bit bullied.
Good.
I feel like she was a bit bullied.
Because I have money. I'll tell you who I am.
Well, not necessarily because she has, not because she has money.
Not because that. She, you know,
no,
she,
I know
he has money.
No, not necessarily that. I think he got a bit emotional. That like, you know, he sweats what he has worked for and anything. But I feel like in a sinner society, it won't go up that way, because if there was true consumer power, you know, we can simply say we're not buying this guy's product anymore. And he would, next time he will be careful to, you know, thread carefully. But I feel like she should have come out, or her lawyers, I don't know, try and establish her position. What she's saying is that this particular thing is too sweet, or whatever it may be.
Yes.
Now, it is not libel, it is not defamation if it is true.
Because other people have come to say that.
So if you can establish that, they can take it to a, like a laboratory, and they test it, and they see that the sugar content is beyond
normal.
Then it's not a lie. Then I've not defamed you or anything, or your product or whatever it is. So then why is police
coming to carry
you? You understand, bro? That's what they need to go through that process. You need to establish that what I've said is the truth and it's the fact. Because I've gone to a lab, I've been tested. This is the test result. This is the report of the laboratory. I've now done a petition to NAFDAC. Done a petition to the police that said that this product itself is criminal in nature. It can be harmful to my health. Now that you know, I've given this guy a license in the first instance. You know, all those things. You make a case for yourself automatically.
Does our institutions work?
They do.
Most times when I'm having conversation, I'm always looking at the institutions, because if we have strong institutions, it means that the institutions are greater than the people that hold the office. But
There's a bit of an imbalance.
Why?
The decisions do work, but right now we have more individuals, more personalities that stand for this instance. I can tell you, for instance, now nobody knew about Consumer Protection Commission until Tunde Irikera got there. You know, he's been doing a fantastic job. He's been all over the cases, all over court. I've met him in court a couple of times, you know, doing consumer protection cases. That's
somebody taking up itself.
That's the personality. I'm sure by the time he leaves and they put somebody else there, we may not know who the person is anymore again. You know, so this just do work, but sometimes the personality plays a huge role. Yeah.
Okay, so truth, facts. But sometimes facts lie.
Facts can lie, but you see,
it's facts lie.
No, what matters is what you can prove in court. The truth is not necessarily what matters, though. I promise you. Even though it's the truth, you need to establish that party A took a gun and shot party B, and that gun that he shot was what killed party B.
But you know, there are cases where you think you've won, and then years later, they look at it and say that, no, we should not have ruled in favor of the...
Yes, because they found evidence that changed the facts.
So there is evidence.
Yes.
There is facts.
Yes, the evidence is what gives you the facts. Let's bring it home a bit to this petition that they're doing, election petitions and other things that they're doing.
Yes, let's come back to that.
Let's do that a bit.
Let's do a bit. Pause first. Signals on 91.3. We're discussing my rights, your rights, and our rights this morning. If you have questions, comments, send us a message, send us a WhatsApp message to 0809-234-5913 or call us 0809-191-3913. Now we're going to that water. Let's wade into it a bit.
So if you follow the judgment at the presidential tribunal,
yes,
you realize that a lot of the judges were saying that, oh, they did not prove their cases, they did not call evidence, they did not call this and that. Evidence. You know, even though some of these candidates believe that, or they think that the truth is that they won the election. That's their truth.
That's emotions.
And their emotions. But what can I prove? That's the most important thing. And you see, when it comes to court cases,
I sometimes feel that personal opinion, that I felt that they twisted the hands of justice.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
So you can have a good case and bungle it.
How?
For me, I say that, you know, justice is in threefold. If you go to court, one third of your case is fact.
Okay.
The other one third is the procedure of that court. And the last one third is the law. It's the law in your favor. That's the last one third.
Fact.
Now, let's... Fact is evidence. Okay. I declared the election in 190,000 polling units. And I'm saying that 90,000 polling units were rigged. Yeah? Do I have evidence to...
Back it up.
Back it up.
But even grabbing evidence...
Do I have 90,000 polling unit agents to come to court to say that I witnessed a rigging of that election? This is what I counted. This is what the INEC, you know, agent came and said that was the result, which was wrong, this and that. That's one. Number two is procedure. Procedure is... So, you see, every industry has its procedure on how they function. Before I go to court, I said, if I go to court, for instance, now, I must file... You know, for instance, this election matters, now, I must file an election petition within 21 days after the election has been declared. You understand?
Yes.
That's procedural. So 21 days after election, you must file your election petition. And then after I file that petition, the defendants must respond within about 14 days or thereabout. Those are procedural. And when I'm filing my petition, I must file my petition with all my documents, my evidence. Everything must be front-loaded at once. The moment I don't do that from the inception, it becomes difficult to do it midway.
No.
Because you have now more or less altered the procedure.
This is
so now, what has happened is that some of these guys now, they got their evidence midway after they had filed the petition. Because there was a timeline, 21 days, that's a rush with that timeline, but they don't have all the evidence yet. So they're not bringing the evidence midway.
So there's no evidence.
So that evidence had to be
fact checked?
Not necessarily fact checked. It had to be abandoned. Because the court cannot look at it, because you have not gone through the proper procedure.
But so for somebody who doesn't even know all of these procedures that you have highlighted.
Yes.
That's
yes, so that's why you must go and, you know, make proper research before you start condemning and criticizing. See, for instance, if you go to a doctor, procedure is that before you see a doctor, you must have gone through a nurse first.
Yes.
Who have done some basic checks, your height, your temperature, your
all
blood pressure.
That.
Then you go to him. You not tell him, I'm feeling body pain here, I'm feeling this and that. He will now look at that and say, okay, go and do a test at a lab. That's all procedural. You don't say, oh, you have typhoid because your eye is red. You have a headache.
Collect the person's
exactly
license.
So he must go through all of that procedure, and it's that procedure that we use in law. In fact, the lawyer will tell you that procedure is half of the law. But once you miss the procedure, no matter how good your case is, it will fall on its face.
Do we have cases in Nigeria that are won fair and square?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Latif.
Absolutely.
And not that the arms of justice was twisted.
No, of course. Even in election cases, you've seen some cases that have been upturned here and there. You know, that you think is, for instance, Tiosa now, a lot of people think it's fair that they're asking for supplementary election.
No, I don't think so.
Why?
But
you think the party man does one fair and square?
I think they should leave the guy. I think they should leave.
That's emotions.
Yes, yes, emotions. And I'll say emotions because, as at the start of that campaign, everybody, the moment it was LP, everybody, the fight was LP from the beginning till the end. Mm. And that's emotion, which is fine. So just leave it.
But do you agree that LP did not win everywhere in Lagos?
No, LP didn't.
Exactly. There's some representative judicial that they did not win.
Okay. Someone is sending us a message from WhatsApp and he's saying, hello, is there a poverty play in the protection of the fundamental human rights of a common man? What are the efforts of legal bodies in providing assistance to such victims?
poverty play. I mean, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah,
the truth is, there's a lot of problem in the system. For instance, you go to the enforcement agencies.
Mm.
I don't want to call their names.
It's okay.
Sometimes they don't even have papers. They don't have witness statement forms. They have to get photocopies outside with their own money. They don't have lights. So you have to more or less, most times, finance your own petition at these places. Because they tell you that, look, you don't get an arrest somebody. You need money for fuel. You need to get a car. You know, you need to give them PR or whatever it is. They want to track someone's phone number.
To pay money.
You understand? Those kind of things. So there might be a bit of poverty.
Yeah.
But I don't want to call it poverty play. I think it's just a bit of
rot?
Government lapse. Because all these are things that should be only done by the government. In certain societies, you go and complain and they do their job. Without you having to
beg or having to give money.
Exactly.
And all that.
Do you understand? They do their jobs. So, I mean, there's that. The other part is that there are so many. The Human Rights Commission, they try and help people fight for their human rights. NBA also has a human rights department. The NBA, you can always walk in there, you get free lawyers, they can advise you.
You know, in all of the things that you have said to us this morning is that court cases are won fair and square. Even though I'm finding it very, very, very hard. Because we are because we're a cultural nation where I can't take my family member to court. So, I think there's this Yoruba word that
and
says
la
that
kotka and
lossy kotka and kadore, right? Because you also have all of that. It's very, very, how do we say it? Very steep to say, okay, I'm taking you to court.
Mm.
Now let's come to people who are running businesses and they want to go into partnerships, what should they look out for? Because you know, the moment you're putting pen to paper,
yeah,
there is already an issue. What should they look out for?
So the first thing is, whatever transaction, whatever business it is that you're doing, anybody, firstly, document it. Let it be in black and white. There's no, I say, you say, let it be in black and white.
So word of mouth does not even hold in court.
Word of mouth will hold. But it's hard to establish. How do I, as you said, fact is what is important. Instead of becoming, you say, I said no. Let it be in black and white. Let the document speak for itself.
So where there is no black and white, what about recorded conversations? Do that also play? Because we're in the era of deep fake.
Yes. So it can play. That can work. If you feel like it has been doctored, it left you to come and prove that it was doctored.
Okay.
You know.
That's a lot of work.
No, but you see, if it's a partnership, you must do your due diligence. Who you are. If it's a company, for instance, check their records.
Hmm.
You know, go to
CAC. But somebody who is starting out.
Go to CAC. If someone is starting out
yes.
with another, you're going to make a call?
Yes, please. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Your name or what?
Good morning.
Yes.
Yeah, my name is Alex.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to ask you a question.
Go ahead, he's listening.
My name is Sincere Opinion. Like now, you have somebody in your family to give so much money for over some years now, and you are trying to get that money back. There's a written agreement but in case you have it misplaced or not able to be included, what should be done, or how do you get this person to pay back that money?
Okay, so what should be done? I borrow you money, we sign an agreement, you did not fulfill.
I mean, so there are different ways to look at it. There could be a criminal or a civil aspect to it.
Okay. And if is that a difference between criminal law and civil?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So, but this case is a civil.
It sounds civil. It sounds like a simple. I borrow you, you pay me back. It sounds on the face of it, it sounds civil, but there's also a criminal aspect to element to it, which can say that it was a fraud.
Oh, because I did not return the money.
Because like, I can simply say that you intentionally took money from me with the knowing that you had no intention to pay me back.
Oh,
you lied that you were to borrow money from me.
Oh no! So would we say that lawyers are lying?
No, lawyers don't lie.
They're twisting.
Lawyers interpret the law to suit the facts.
But the man just said that somebody borrowed money and they did not return it.
Yes.
But if the person now says that I did not have the money and I can show
then
you,
then it's civil. Then we now go to court and sue him in court. The court will now give judgment and they can garnish the account. Which is you go to give an order and say all his accounts, all the money there. Take the money that you see there, as long as it's up to what you have. If that doesn't get up to it, you can sell his properties as well
and give.
You can get a cut on
now on WhatsApp. Court cases are won fair and square. Indeed, former Senate President won fair and square. Akpabio etc. The man is referring to a Senate society, not yet. So
you said former Senate President Lawan. It's a very, very funny, tricky one.
Okay.
But it was one that was won on procedural terms.
But you know, you made mention of procedures. Yeah. A lot of us don't even know. This is the first time I'm hearing procedure, right? So imagine me and many other people who have not heard procedure and we are running on emotions like I asked you before.
Yeah, emotions that's the problem. In fact, it is that the law and morals are two different things.
Okay.
Law and morals, they should never mix. Because the way you start putting morals into law, start getting sentimental, start getting emotional. No. Law is law. Moral is moral. They should never ever mix.
So that law has
to... it is not what is right. It is what I can prove.
Ah. Let me just keep going. Tell you what's all right.
No, the law tells you that, for instance, don't drive passing here with...
No one way.
With a, for instance, let's say any automated vehicle or anything of that nature. And then I come driving with a scooter.
Okay.
The law did not expressly mention a scooter or anything. So we have to start interpreting the law to see, does it cover a scooter? Is it ever said in the law? So you have to interpret it in that manner.
I hear you. Please, Martins from Okota says that, please, with this procedures thing in law, is there anything wrong in bringing new evidence to Supreme Court?
So, the Supreme Court is not the court of first instance. It's the court of first instance that handles trial.
So, there's court of first instance.
Yes. So, in a normal case, the first court you go to is the High Court.
Okay.
Depending on how much or the levity of the kind of case, you either the Magistrate Court or the High Court. You go to the high. That's where you call your evidence. You go into the dock, you go into the standard. They question you. You answer. You submit your documents and your evidence and everything. The court gives a judgment. That's the lower court. That's the court of first instance. By the time you are appealing to the court of appeal, you're not calling evidence anymore.
No.
You are appealing. You're saying that lower court at some point has misapplied the evidence
given to them
and given a judgment against you, or they have misapplied the law. They're no longer calling new evidence or anything like that. But however, there are exceptions. And the first thing that everybody needs to know is that for every general rule, there are exceptions. That's the number one 101 of every law. There's no flat out law. So what I'm saying in essence is that although the Supreme Court, which is the highest court in the land, is a court of jurisprudence, it's a court of basically interpreting laws. They don't get to talk about your evidence per se. Or call you and say, let me hear you. No, that's not their job. They only just interpret the judgment and see the policy. Have they been interpreting the laws very well, applying it appropriately? There are exceptions.
So for a case to get to Supreme Court,
yes,
does it mean that the case is very, very, all the courts, lower courts have not been able to solve and then it needs Supreme Court to solve?
Well, the lower courts have solved it to their best of their ability, but you as litigants feel that no, I still have a case. I can make my case. So let me go further.
Okay, hold on a second. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Your name and where you calling us from?
Yeah, I'm G from Ireland.
Okay, G from Ireland. Welcome.
Please, I've been listening to your program and I heard, I think, your guest is a lawyer, right?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, I just want him to solve something for me. Okay. You see, I have a matter.
Okay.
And it's when the procedure is talking about is why I'm calling. Hello?
Yes, I'm with you.
Please.
Yeah, actually, the matter I have, it happened that I have a case with NDIC. And the lawyer filed, but we discovered that the NDIC, in their response, said that we ought to have served them a notice of intention to sue. Is that a part of procedure, right?
Yes.
Okay, that we ought to have served them.
Yes, yes.
So, so, because there are about four parties, they are number one on the list. Mm. That's the defense.
Mm.
So, for this reason, we pray the court to discontinue, that is with the party one. Are you with me?
Yes.
Yeah, they were discontinued with. So pending the time, we'll now copy them of our intention. Then after they have responded, is it possible we bring them back into the same matter? I hope there's no obstacles.
Okay, so Mr. D, this is what's going to happen. You're going to send us a WhatsApp message, and so that I can introduce you to the lawyer in the house. Is that fine? Just send us a WhatsApp message, your details, and then he'll reach out to you.
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir. The number to call, the number to send a WhatsApp message to is 0809-234-5913.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Let me just
hold on a second. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Is this my dad talk?
No, this is Lagos Talks.
Oh, sorry, Lagos Talks, yes.
Yeah,
but all Lagos, all Nigerians.
We're all Nigerians, okay then.
Okay. Oh, can I speak with the lawyer online?
Yes.
Okay, so I want to ask a question.
What's your name?
My name is Lillian, I'm calling from Aja.
Okay, Lillian.
Okay.
So, in a case where you order for something, and then the person sends the thing, and then it's not bad, that's not what you ordered. And you send it back, the person is not maybe picking it up to give you back your money. How do you go about such
issue? Okay, so it would take it.
Right? Okay. So, I mean, so on that issue of what I ordered and what I got. The FCCPC, Federal Consumer Protection Council, they are doing fantastic work on that. Simply go on their website, you can write a petition to them, send them an email, they will help you address it easily. And they've been doing that, you know, very well.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. Yes, please.
This is Alex coming back.
Okay.
I think I want to use this opportunity to ask him the question properly.
Okay.
I don't like doing this on air, but I think it's the right time to ask him this question.
Quick.
Based on that money,
yes.
Not borrowed, it is like a loan.
Okay, loan.
On business. The person does something into the country.
Mm-hmm.
And not have enough money to
clear it.
So, because of the relationship we had with my own dad, we went and went and was able to get the good.
Was there any interest to be collected?
No, there was no interest. No. The made an agreement that he's going to pay back the money.
Okay.
So, my dad is late.
Okay.
And I am trying to increase that money because I myself and my family need this money to put things in order.
Okay then. Okay.
I mean, the best way for him is to go to court.
Okay.
But the truth is that a lot of times the court, as I said, the court can take like another 2 years or 3 years. But yeah,
just pause first. I'm coming. In the event that where someone invests in an online business, banks. How can one ensure due documentation, especially when all the correspondence are done online? What are the financial regulators doing to protect the masses who are interested in businesses on such platform? Can a lawyer help? Are they from Lagos?
As I said, you did your diligence. Check their CAC records. See the people on the board of directors.
Okay.
See the shareholders.
Okay.
You can also, you know, write to the proper licensing authorities, maybe the CBN or, you know, or the NDIC, and see whether these guys are genuine, that they truly exist, and all those kind of things. Do your due diligence, and you should be good to go.
So this is one tricky question. For can we win against Nigerian institutions?
Absolutely.
But would it take a while? Coming?
We can win the case. We may not be able to enforce the case.
Why?
As I say, for instance, you're supposed to, you win the case and the court says, oh, they should pay you damages of, for instance, 100 million naira. Let's just say, for instance,
100 million.
100 million naira damages paid to Oshodi.
Oh, nice.
And they saw the judgment, but they're not paying you. What do? You have to go and garnish their accounts. Go to, so there's another procedure again to now enforce your judgment. Judgment enforcement procedures. You have to follow that. Now, to garnish the account of the federal government, for instance, you need to get clearance from the attorney general.
First.
Which most likely will not give it to you because it's part of the government.
You are not smiling. That's the truth. Because when you're looking at institutions to save you and they turn against you,
All over the world, you can be the first to fight the government all over the world.
But
that's the honest
truth. Because the people win.
As I say, you can win on paper. Mm-hmm. You can get on it in your favor. The court can find it in your favor and say, yes, you have a good case. You know,
okay.
If you have a good government that is, you know, respects human rights and the laws and all those things, they will be willing to sit you down and say, okay, 100 million, take 50 million, and let's forget about all this entire thing.
But at least I would have won.
Yes, you would have won. You definitely win the case, yes.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah.
One last one. Why law in 10 seconds? Why did you decide to study law? Because this one, your one is very sweet. This one here, I'm looking at you like, hey, God.
Why law?
Yeah, why did you decide that it's law?
I don't know. I mean, law is also part of the calling, I guess. It's part of the calling. And I mean, law is beautiful.
Eh?
Absolutely. Law is beautiful. You can't do without law. As I said, anywhere you have law, you must have lawyers. Anywhere you have business, you have commerce, you must have lawyers. So, we're a necessary evil. As I like to,
compulsory,
you know,
evil.
You know, so you can't do without lawyers. If people say, hey, lawyers are those that are spoiling the election cases, they're the ones that are, it's a lie. You still need us to interpret these cases and help you go to court. Like all the procedure now, you don't understand it.
So how can we reach you? How can Lagos reach you?
You can reach me. My firm is LA Ifeso & Co. You can check it up on the internet. LA Oyefeso.
Okay.
And associates. Yes, okay. You can check it on my phone number. Then phone number. No.
Okay. You should go and look for you.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you very much.
See, we'll come your way again next week, Saturday, like we always say on Signals. Dream again, create opportunities for people, and please don't go. Don't go looking for trouble. Have a wonderful week.
Don't look for trouble. We need the money.